Welcome to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster.
Welcome to everyone. I appreciate your joining us for Straight Talk with Patty. I'm Patty Foster, your host for the interview with Special Justice and Elizabeth Awadala from Nigeria.
Thank you.
Justice, why don't each of you introduce yourselves? Because many of the listeners around the world, they've never met you.
My name is Justice Olufemi Awadala. And we have, I schooled here in the United States. I was in the United States for about 13 years when I went back home as missionaries to my own people in Africa. And we've been home almost 27 years now. And we've been coming and going. And we have those who have been sponsoring our ministry here in the state. We run our ministry from Nigeria to Benin Republic, Togo, and Ghana. And again, we are just here again visiting and hopefully to be back home by October ending.
Wonderful. Thanks for being with us tonight, Justice. Dear Elizabeth, please introduce yourself.
My name is Elizabeth Awadala. I'm from Nigeria. We left for Nigeria, that was 1994. And I came back 2013. So we have a ministry that we run, and we have a school that we run. When we went back home, we were able to help our community with the children's nursery schools. So we were able to gather some people. It was like non-profit organization. So when we started, but we thank God with the help of people around us that have been supporting us, we are able to grow. And today, the school we have, the elementary and the high school, to the glory of God and with the help of people supporting us.
Nice. Wonderful. So you both talked a little about the school and the ministry.
Yes.
Tell us more information about the ministry, about the school, and how many are there in the elementary and the school, you said.
Let me just tell you a little bit about Nigeria. Nigeria, we have a population over 200 million people. And the capital city is called Abuja, while we have the industrial capital as Lagos. Lagos has is the primary port. Nigeria is multi-ethnic, cultural, diverse federation, which consists of 36 autonomous states and federal capital territory. The money we use there is called Naira, Nigerian Naira. Religion there, we have about 49.3% of the population as Christians. Who practice Christianity? Because to say someone is a Christian is only those who have given their life to Christ, who have personal relationship with Him. We have the Muslims who are 48.8%, the Muslims, while the 2% that is left, they practice other religion or no religion. Most of those of us who still say we are Christian and Muslims, we still practice what I call syncretism. That is, the higher God is up there, then there must be a smaller God, which we will always send to the bigger God. Except those who have fully accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, who desist from using, going through other gods to the true God. Most Nigerian Christians are Protestants, and a quarter are Catholic. Majority of the Nigerian Muslims are Sunni or non-denominational Muslims. Nigeria, we are endowed with a lot of resources, but we have bad managers, all those leading us, they have no fear of God. And the challenges that we have in Nigeria, as at this moment I'm speaking, Nigeria is not a safe country. There is a high level of crime throughout Nigeria, including armed robbery, kidnapping of for ransom, home invasion, carjacking for ransom, also, and violent assault. Criminal activity is high in urban areas, including the Lagos, which is the industrial capital, and Abuja, with the administrative headquarters. Kidnappers or kidnapping for ransom occur frequently, often targeting dual national citizens who have returned to Nigeria for visit, as well as U.S. citizens with perceived wealth. Kidnapping gangs have also stopped victims on interstate roads. Terrorism or terrorists continue plotting and carrying attacks in Nigeria in the northeast of Nigeria. Terrorists, which they name themselves as Boko Haram, may attack with little or no warning, targeting shopping centers, malls, markets, hotels, places of worship, restaurants, bars, schools, government installation, transportation hubs like motor parks, and other places where crowds gather. And our ministry is called Life's Touch Cottage Ministries. We meet, we have a slogan which we call Touching Hearts, Changing Lives. Amen. Please.
Touching Hearts, Changing Lives.
And we operate in Nigeria, one of the West African countries, Benin Republic, Togo Republic, and Ghana. Two of these countries are English-speaking area, and Benin, Togo are French-speaking area, Francophone, and Nigeria and Ghana are Anglophone. How do we help these people? We try first to meet their physical needs and spiritual needs. First, we meet their physical need and spiritual needs. This run into... I will tell you, the ministry does everything. Most of the things that we see here, which are humanitarian, and we just practice it because the government doesn't care. Money that the government could use to help the common people, they just take it out of the country, and most of the time they bring it to the Western world. But right now, while the Western world are exposing them, They are now. Just yesterday, immediately after worship service, I was discussing with somebody on some issues, and he was telling me now they don't bring it to the Western world because the Western world will not let them steal money and bring it here again. So they are taking it to some of this Caribbean island. And how are we as a Life Church helping in this matter? We organize volunteers, professionals that we take to the rural areas, like medical doctors, those who know about Greek. We are into so many things. Educational, because right now we run a school. We call it Life Touch Schools. You see some of them. We have a high, a primary school, which is elementary, and we have a high school, a secondary. And we children are doing well. In the primary section, we have about 300 children. And in the high school, which we are just starting, which is new, we have about 67 students. So, but in most of the things that we do is charitable, because I told you from the beginning, we meet the people's need first. It's just like when we visit a home like this, immediately you come into some homes, you will see there is problem in the home. And even some, we always dictate from the school. The way the child comes to the school, and when we ask what is wrong, the child, we ask, we have to go home with the child. And we will see a lot of times they don't have enough. So we have to buy food. And most of the time, we are always sharing clothes, because we collect clothes. And mostly sometimes it's from here, which we give to some of these families. Some are always sick. They can't go to see the doctor. We have some doctors' friends who help the ministry. And on primary health, we have those who do community medicine who follow us during some of the outreaches which we take to some of the countries. Most of the time when we have crusade, we give eye glasses, we test eyes, because some of them, they live, some it may be about 200 miles from where they live, where you can see just one optician. So there are a lot of things that people take for granted here. One of our good friends, Chelsea News, she came to Nigeria. She's always crying most of the time when we go out. Chelsea, she said there are a lot of things in her life she's been taking for granted. But when got to see what is happening, most of the time she will just burst into cry, and she always embarrassed us. And really, she was right. She says she never knew you can get to a house, you use the toilet, and you try to flush, there is no water. That water will not come every day in the tap. You have to store water. So there are so many things. Gasoline or gas is not what you just drive to the gas station and just buy your gas. So she's at least she stayed a month, and but eventually she started getting used to it. I remember where we stayed for 4 days. That was when she arrived at her home. There was no water in the tap. So it was on the fourth day. That is when it was our turn to get water. Immediately there was water. She ran upstairs to get a camera to take the tap. And so there are a lot of things that people here take for granted. But we really, we thank God for what is doing, because people here in this part of the world, they are kind. And I think that is just the mercies that God has on the nation, United States. God has blessed them a lot because they give. And I know He will continue to bless them. And they believe in God. Forget whatever anyone may say now. The devil is still struggling. And that is why you see some people will say there is no God. The Bible says only the foolish will say in his heart that there is no God. There is God. And when they get to where there is, where people suffer, they will know God is, there is somebody called God. And they are so lucky to be in the good part of the world. A lot of times, just like Chelsea will say, there are a lot of things have been taken for granted. When you talk of overfeeding to typical African child, he doesn't understand what that means at all. That somebody to be overfed, just like American children, we never believe when you say starvation. Will there be any child that will wake up in the morning not to have breakfast, lunch? There are some, just about this time, you see people run to us, say, since in the morning there's nothing in the house for them to feed on. And we too were always ready. We give raw food, and at the same time we give money. Because they need money to prepare the raw food. So we thank God in every year. Then there are times to get to people's home. They are sick. And you ask them, have they gone to this to see the doctor? They start telling lies. Or you know from what they are saying that they are not telling the truth. We pick some and take them to the hospital. We pay their bills. There are a lot of times they will detain some patients in the hospital, in some of the private hospital, and we have to go and bail them with money. It's part of the ministry.
Okay.
We say we do almost everything. So if we tell you this is what we do, we are always just every where the need comes, we meet them. And after doing all this, it gives us the opportunity to minister, to tell them that Jesus loved them. And the person who is behind us doing all this is, some people are helping us, but the person right behind it is Jesus Christ, which we bring to you, that is enable us to be able to help you in your situation. And if you too can accept this Jesus as your Lord and Savior, surely He would be the one helping you, not any human being. And it makes it easier than bringing the Bible first, than then maybe later trying to help them. No, if you have helped them solve their problems or situation where they are in at that time, they listen and they're just ready to accept Christ. So that's just in a little or summary.
Sure.
But if you have any other question.
Yes, and that's a wonderful summary. Thank you, Justice. And Elizabeth, I want you to talk with people right now about Jesus loving them. And why do you say Jesus loves me? And why is this important?
It is important to know that Jesus loves us because He came to the world to save us. We are broken, we are teared down, but He has the love. Our God has love for everyone because in His word, in John 3:16, that for God so loved the world that He came to that whosoever. So, people listening, every one of us, He came that if we can just accept Him as our Lord, as our personal Savior, no matter what sin, no matter what we have done, He came that He will cancel every sin. So, we just have to accept Him. is there for every one of us. He has the love. That's why he came to the world, to save us. No matter how broken we may be, no matter what has happened, no matter the sin that we have committed, he has come to erase every sin with his precious blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. So his love is there for every one of us. Everyone that calls the name of the Lord will be saved. That is what he said in his word. We thank God for that love he has sent to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
As we continue that justice, would you lead us in prayer for those who are listening right now who do say, I want Jesus. I want him as my Lord. I want him as my personal Savior. So justice, would you lead us in prayer and you what the Lord leads you?
The Savior is calling right now. He wants to enter our hearts. Why don't you let him come in? So many times he has come before and now he's waiting again. Why won't you answer his call? Time after time he has waited before and he's come waiting again to see if you will open your heart, how he wants to come in this moment. Father, we thank you for your blood. Thank you because you love us before we love you. Thank you because your purpose for every one of us is to make heaven. You don't want anybody to perish. And the Holy Book said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Lord, for those of us who still are doubting, those who the devil is deceiving, Lord, I pray by your grace, you will open their eyes in the name of Jesus. They will come to know you, to follow you, to follow in your step. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
The power of God has helped Justice, Elizabeth, your family through so much. And many of us have heard about all of the genocide and the killing happening in northern Nigeria and the different areas. Talk with us about how the Lord is guiding your steps through all of this adversity and how he's leading you and protecting you.
God is faithful because there are a lot of times they will tell you there were killings just some few miles away from where we are. Or sometimes after we travel past on the same road that probably we may travel past that particular point at 7:30 p.m. and you hear those who are coming by behind us at 8 o'clock, they were all kidnapped for ransom. Or sometime we shall be told that we are so lucky. They just kidnapped some people who were ahead of us. So God has been so faithful. And where we are, the peace of God is reigning. And God, we just don't know how, because sometimes when they say it, you hardly believe. It's just when you go to the place of destruction, because sometimes we too, we go to help. We take like used clothes to those community where there's been killing, and there is just so many evils happening. And you can't understand why such a thing should be going on in this present day world. In Nigeria right now, some of our mission stations are closed down just because of the terrorists. It's some group they call ISIS. We are trying to Islamize Nigeria. Most of the places where you are hearing this killing and all this is the Christian area community. It's a kind of genocide. And what is really happening, we don't understand. We have prayed and prayed, and it's just like God has traveled.
Praying and giving, two of the main tools used to support Life's Touch Cottage Ministries. Life's Touch is an interdenominational Christian ministry designed to bring the living touch of hope of Jesus Christ to hopeless people in the African nation of Nigeria and other African countries. If you'd like to donate, here's the address. Life's Touch Cottage Ministry, in care of Reverend Walter Staggs, that's STAGGS, P.O. Box 19179, Fort Worth, Texas 76119. I'm Patty Foster, thanking you for getting involved in truly making an eternal difference as we connect and build relationship with others around the world.
Thanks for listening to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster. Patty is a motivational speaker, writer, musician, and has an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. For more information, log on to www.pattyfoster.com.